Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahirchisite with the evening news. The headlines. Mission Coffees of Nagaland launched to boost farmers' income. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav calls for stronger school governance and learning outcomes. Advisor Mathang Yantan flags acute shortage of rubber planting material in Nagaland. And Nagaland shines at second Meghalaya Open Taekwondo Championship. Now the news in detail. The cluster-based coffee value chain development in Nagaland project was jointly launched today by Union Minister of Dorna Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Chief Minister Nipurio. Speaking at the virtual launch event in New Delhi, Mr. Rio said coffee cultivation is emerging as a driver of sustainable economic growth in Nagaland and highlighted the state's goal of expanding it to 50,000 hectares by 2047 under Viksit Nagaland.
Coffee is no longer just an alternative crop. It is becoming a vehicle of sustainable property. Our farmers have shown remarkable resilience and interest. From just 21 metric tons in 2021-22, production has grown to nearly 73 metric tons in the year 2024-25. The potential before us is enormous. 50,000 hectares by 2047 under Viksit Nagaland.
Emphasizing the importance of the initiative, the Chief Minister said the project will generate livelihoods and promote coffee tourism.
It also beautifully integrated experimental coffee tourism farm stays where visitors can experience the journey from chiri to cup, which will create additional income streams for our youth and entrepreneurs while showcasing our rich cultural and tribal heritage. Most importantly, this initiative will provide dignified livelihood, reduce dependence on jhum cultivation, conservation our forest, and protect our fragile hill ecology. It is truly a project of people and by the people, of the people and for the people.
Mr. Rio urged farmers to adopt new technologies and participate in training while assuring full government support. Under the 175 crore rupees project, pilot coffee clusters will be developed at Tuphema in Kohima district and Gotovi in Newland district. The initiative includes setting up high-tech nurseries, post-harvest infrastructure, roasteries, and branding campaign to establish Coffees of Nagaland as a premium single-origin brand. The Land Resources Department will implement the project. Addressing the event, Donor Minister Sindhya said the initiative is part of a broader effort to identify a unique selling proposition for each state with coffee identified for Nagaland and will enable farmers to play a larger role in the value chain.
Today is the beginning of a new journey within which we look at unlocking value for our coffee growers of Nagaland, increasing our yield from 200 to 300 to almost about 800, making sure a greater part of the value chain accrues to our local population, a new journey within which we are looking at almost about 500 to 600 farmers getting direct value and 10,000 people getting indirect employment.
Union Minister of State for Dorna Sukanta Majumdar, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilian, Advisor G. Ikuto Jimomi, officials of the Coffee Board of India, farmers and entrepreneurs attended the launch program. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav today stressed the need to improve learning outcomes and strengthen school governance in Nagaland, chairing a high-level review meeting of the School Education Department at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. He called for effective implementation of educational programs across the state. The meeting focused on the current status of school education in the state, including student enrollment, teacher strength, governance structures, and initiatives aimed at improving learning outcomes. Officials presented updates on reforms to strengthen data-driven governance through the Education Management Information System. Key programs discussed included the distribution of free textbooks, uniforms and learning materials in government schools, implementation of the PM Poshan scheme, and progress under the Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse or NECTAR. The governor encouraged continued efforts to enhance the quality of education and ensure that government programs reach students effectively. Senior officials from the Directorate of School Education, NBSE, SCERT, NECTAR and Samagra Shiksha attended the meeting. Agriculture advisor Mathang Yantan has urged the Rubber Board of India to address the acute shortage of rubber planting materials in Nagaland during the current planting season. In a letter to the executive director of the rubber board, Mr. Yanthan said, rubber cultivation has emerged as a key plantation crop in Nagaland given its income-generating potential. He noted that while around 7,000 hectares of land under the Dimapur Regional Office have been prepared for fresh plantation, only about 25% of the required planting materials are available, causing concern among growers. Highlighting potential loss for farmers, the advisor urged the rubber board to make special arrangements for adequate supply of planting materials to Nagaland on priority to help support the growth of rubber cultivation as a source of livelihood and economic development in the state. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Tourism Department today presented its key initiatives, achievements and future plans during a review meeting with Governor Nand Kishore Yadav at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. Secretary Tourism Nchimbemo Lotha briefed on efforts to promote sustainable ecotourism, cultural tourism and community-based tourism in the state. Officials highlighted major destinations including Dzuko Valley, Konoma Green Village, Mount Saramati and Diezepe Craft Village. They said community-based tourism initiatives in villages such as Konoma and Dzeleke have helped generate livelihood opportunities while promoting conservation and sustainable tourism practices. Officials also informed that Nagaland receives around 2.25 lakh domestic tourists annually, along with 2,000 to 5,000 international visitors each year. The department also updated on ongoing infrastructure projects under state and central schemes, as well as upcoming projects, including ropeway connectivity between Kisama Heritage Village and Dzuko Valley. It highlighted that challenges tied to connectivity and need for stronger marketing strategies. Governor Yadav appreciated the department's efforts and encouraged continued measures to strengthen tourism infrastructure and showcase Nagaland as a unique destination for its vibrant culture and natural heritage. The nationwide IEC campaign under PM Janman and DA JGUA was launched in Walker District today, aimed at ensuring saturation of government welfare schemes, especially among tribal communities and particularly vulnerable tribal groups. The week-long campaign will continue till May 25 across the district. Deputy Commissioner K. Mathang Tsanglao said during the campaign, line departments will conduct activities such as door-to-door campaigns, health screening, public hearing, grievance redressal, livelihood promotion and saturation camps. The Bharatiya Janata Party began its Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyaya district-level training for Dimapur and Paran districts today in Dimapur. Addressing the event, BJP leader and PHED minister Jacob Jimomi said the initiative was part of a national-level effort to educate party members and elected representatives on the party's history, ideology and national outlook. Referring to the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, he urged party members in Nagaland to follow the guiding philosophy of nation first, party second, individual last, while also addressing local concerns with sincerity. Advisor H. Setrongyu Sangtam also attended the program. And in sports, Nagaland delivered an impressive performance at the second Meghalaya Open Taekwondo Championship held in Shillong from May 15 to 17, winning a total of 33 medals. The 38-member state contingent under Nagaland Taekwondo Association secured 13 gold, 12 silver and 8 bronze medals. Coach Visabiu Peseye was also honored with the Best Coach Award at the championship. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Mission Coffees of Nagaland launched to boost farmers' income. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav calls for stronger school governance and learning outcomes. Advisor Mathang Yanthan flags acute shortage of rubber planting material in Nagaland. And Nagaland shines at second Meghalaya Open Taekwondo Championship. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.